Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. Hope you made it through the snowstorm, the nor'easter, okay, depending on where you were. The old north and west of the city got hammered with this, but a lot of other people made it through okay. Got the drive this morning. Didn't have to get in that overnight, crazy, vagrant-filled train. A St. John's win in the Big East tournament. A Giants trade. Plenty other great stuff to talk about this morning, Boomer. Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm pretty good. You know, the coolest thing yesterday was the thunder and the snow.
Oh, I know. I got
that
a little bit of that.
The coolest thing ever, man.
Thunder, snow.
Yep. I don't think, maybe I've heard that once or twice, but yesterday was unbelievable. But I made it through. It seems like obviously you made it through all the way out to Bellport and back, and you drove this morning, you said?
I did, yeah. Drove right in. No
problem.
Be
thankful that you don't live north or west of the city over in Jersey and up in and there are people stuck in their cars overnight.
Yeah, I know.
That's how bad it's been. So hopefully those people will be safe. Hey, you talked about the Giants and their trade. For me right now, this is a great trade. Why? Because the New York Giants just got themselves a tackling machine. Mm-hmm. Remember, they're moving to the 3-4 defense. You need an inside linebacker. You need somebody with presence. This Alec Ogletree is an animal. He is just a beast. Now, he doesn't miss many games either. You know, I mean, this guy is relatively healthy. He has got a ton of tackles. He's had three seasons in which he's had over 100 tackles per season. I don't know if the Rams felt like, you know, I know the Rams have to pay Aaron Donald, and it sounds like, and it looks like, that they're moving money around to try to figure out a way to pay their defensive tackles. So, unfortunately, for a lot of these players who I'm sure are a little bit shocked that they're getting traded and being traded and that the Rams are moving a lot of pieces around, if you will, off the board. But for the New York Giants and Alec Ogletree, this is like a perfect fit. This is Gettleman's first foray into kind of reshaping this defense and getting some players in here that are really, truly top-end players. And this kid is a terrific tackler. Now, I know that the Rams were not great on defense last year. Their run defense wasn't all that great. But I think with the new defensive coordinator, the new way of doing things here, I got to believe that Alec Ogletree has got to be excited about coming here. He's got to feel, emboldened by the fact that he is going to be their best linebacker as we sit here and we talk right now. He will be a leader of this defense. And the one thing I will say about him, from watching him over the last few years, he's no joke. He is no joke. I mean, he will go after guys. He brings an intensity.
He did with Odell Beckham Jr.
He did. I know that's a big part of the story around here, but who cares?
Right. It's a long time ago now.
The fact of the matter is that's a football game. Those are football players. They're in their uniforms, and they're going after each other. And it just goes to show you that this guy is, you know, for lack of a better way of describing him, it's balls to the wall, man, the whole game. And I just thought when I saw this yesterday, I was like, wow, I would have never thought that would have been the case. But it has turned out to be the case. And it's a good ad by the New York Giants right now. And I think it's just goes to show you exactly what Gettleman's all about and what he's looking for. And if he continues down this path, I think this is going to really bode well for the Giants.
Now, at first blush, I said, this is great. This guy's a captain of the defense. He played a 3-4 last year under Wade Phillips. The only reason he was available, I mean, they gave him a contract in October. The only reason he was available is because they might have to sign another free agent, Tremaine Johnson, if he wants to come back, the Aaron Donald contract, and they needed to clear out some cap space. But then, as I did a little more research, now you are a Pro Football Focus guy, right?
You
like Pro Football Focus.
Yes, I do.
Would you be shocked to hear this, that Alec Ogletree ranked 830th
out of 856 defensive players graded by Pro Football Focus last year.
I would be shocked.
I mean, that is horrendous.
Well, I mean, the way that they look at the things, yes.
And at his position, 76th.
But he's exactly what the Giants need.
Well, but he's been underperforming according to them, if we are to trust them. Now, you're right. When you look at first blush,
he's a tackling machine.
Right, but are tackles the greatest barometer of these things is something that someone who trusts Pro Football Focus would say.
I would say that when you play against the Rams, that you had to know where he was. Like, you knew, you know, when you think back of, the great linebacker, I would say he's a great Ray Lewis-type linebacker, but I'm just telling you, he's an inside linebacker who makes tackles, which is something, and he plays, you know, like he's not hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's another one of these guys that you can count on.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually a really good ad for the New York Giants.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be a little bit worried about that. If you're someone who trusts Pro Football Focus, I would be worried about that. Because why would they have him ranked as one of the worst defensive players in football? But they also, and that's why I was thinking more about why would the Rams want to part with this guy? This contract wasn't so crazy where you would say, wow, they really had to get that off the books. I mean, it's a manageable contract, and that's why I think the Giants pounce on it as well, was, hey, we can get this guy, we can get him here for a long time at a number that makes sense to us, but I would be a little bit concerned with that. However, talent-wise, first-round draft choice when the Rams selected him, and you would think that this could be potentially the best linebacker that the Giants have had in a while.
Yes.
If he could turn it around a little bit according to some of these numbers. And another thing I read that I didn't love was the fact that out of all the years of these rankings, right, that they do for Pro Football Focus, his worst year was last year. And he got a grade of 38.9, which is horrendous for them. And that was the only year he played in a 3-4. Which with Wade Phillips.
Well, now he's going to be in a much more aggressive defense. He's going to be an aggressive a defense coordinator that, by all accounts, likes to blitz, likes to bring pressure. Most guys you would like to think do that, but this guy likes to force the issue. In Betcher, their new defense coordinator, they saw a need. They needed it, and they also saw pressure on an opposing team's salary cap. And I don't know who made the first call. I don't know who decided that that this was going to be the case. But I actually like it. I like it. I like what Gettleman sees as a weakness now. All of a sudden, is went out and made a very significant decision, and they brought in a significant type player. Here's the other thing about what's going on with the Giants. You could take this contract and you can move it around in terms of bonuses and all this other stuff to mitigate some of the salary cap pressure that they would have right now. I think there's a $10 million cap hit along with Alec Ogletree. So I would imagine that they are going to, in some way, shape, or form, move some of that money around to lessen the cap hit this year. And remember, you still have a quarterback that's making $22 million. You're going to have to pay Odell Beckham Jr. Kind of like Odell Beckham Jr. is to the Giants what Aaron Donald is to the Rams.
Sure, yep.
These are two players that are the best players at their respective positions, and they want to be paid as such. So you have to take into account all of that stuff. That's why it's one of the reasons I still believe that you have to draft a quarterback with the number two pick overall, simply because, you're going to end up paying all these guys, and where are you going to save money? In the long run, you're going to save money with a young quarterback at least for 3 years after this year. So the next 3 years of that rookie's quarterback will be a manageable number so you could pay other players on your roster. So I think that, there are going to be there's going to be a lot of pressure points coming for the Giants, especially when it involves Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, so I think that if you're going to fill this roster out and you're Dave Gettleman and you're thinking about the ways that you're going to use the draft, you're going to use free agency, you're going to use trades, this is why I'm really, really interested in what he does in free agency now after this Ogletree trade and how many guys he ends up bringing in, how much cap space he ends up using there, because that's going to give us a better indication of what he may do with that number two overall pick. If you start to see them go and sign Jerick McKinnon and bring him in because he's a Shermer guy, then I'll feel a little bit less inclined to think that they're going to go after Saquon Barkley at that number two pick. If they end up bringing in not one but two offensive linemen in free agency, then I'm going to be less inclined to think that maybe they trade down a little bit, acquire some more picks, and bring in Quentin Nelson. So, you know, with the Jets and Giants, we talk about the Jets and Cousins and how that affects free agency and the draft and what they're going to do. With the Giants, it's the same thing. I really want to see how Dave Gettleman handles free agency, how he plugs holes. Because if he comes out of free agency with a lot of holes still on that team, then I do think that there's an opportunity for them to either go out and get Saquon Barkley. They're not going to take the young quarterback like we have talked about. Or maybe they trade down. I know our own Paul Dottino was talking about, well, they need more picks now, especially if they're sending out a couple to the Rams here, this trade for Ogletree. They got to acquire more picks. And if they're not going to take a quarterback, then they might as well trade back and get some more picks and capitalize on a desperate team who needs a quarterback. So the Giants can go in all sorts of ways. I mean, we are in lockstep with what they should do. I mean, they have all sorts of tentacles out there that they could really figure out in all different roads that they could take.
Well, remember, the salary cap has gone up to $177 million now per team from $168 million last year. So there's a little bit more, you know, I would say cap cushion, if you will. But still, you know, I would imagine that Brandon Marshall is going to get released. I would imagine that there are a couple other players on here that will be released before free agency gets started here next week. And a couple things still to look at overall in terms of where their hole, where they believe their holes are. And this whole thing about DRC being moved to safety, you know, I don't know if that's true. I mean, I think that you know, I don't know where that story came from. You know, DRC's making a lot of money, and he was not the greatest of teammates last year. Mm-hmm. You know, and Eli Apple's making $4 million this year. So there could be still a purge of some of the people that were in that locker room if they can get rid of him.
Yeah, and we've talked a ton about Pat Shurmur, his impact on the offense. You know, how about James Betcher and the impact on his defense? Because there's a lot of guys with talent on that defense that had so many issues last year, both on and off the field. Can you resurrect those careers and have those guys be great players for you? I mean, that's a major, major question for the Giants defensively in 2018 is, are you going to get a DRC that's not going to quit six times during a season? Are you going to get an Eli Apple who is not a locker room cancer, like one of his own teammates said of that? You know, what are you going to get out of those guys?
Well, there's still some more decisions to be made there. That's what I'm talking about. And you talk about decisions to be made. Sounds like Seattle's purging their roster of locker room lawyers and distractions off the field.
Michael Bennett to the Eagles, man.
You know, and Howie Roseman's going to take a roll of the dice and say, okay, we'll bring this guy in. That's fine. Good for him. He's a very talented player, but he's also a very interesting off-the-field player. I say interesting. I could say controversial. You could put a number of different adjectives towards him. So that's one guy out of that locker room. Richard Sherman's going to be out of that locker room.
Yeah, that was an interesting story how that played out yesterday.
He blew out his Achilles, so I don't know where he is health-wise either. And then you also have Earl Thomas is probably going to be out of that locker room. And I think, you know, Pete Carroll took that team as far as he could take them. You know, those guys have been chirping left and right. And I think, you know, it's one thing to allow players to have their personalities and say whatever you want to say and all that other stuff. Then all of a sudden it becomes, in the eyes of many, a distraction. And Seattle's gone through a whole changeover on their coaching staff. Their players are getting older and more expensive, and they are just not playing to the level that they were playing to prior to you know, getting these big contracts and all that other stuff. And Pete Carroll and John Schneider out there are saying, we need to get rid of these guys.
Right.
And that, so there is a purge on defense that is going on right now.
Yeah, so the Richard Sherman thing, he had a meeting with the Seahawks and then came out of that and texted some of his friends, and then they went to social media basically saying, all right, goodbye to Richard Sherman. So that hasn't happened yet. I mean, I don't know what you can get for Richard Sherman. I mean, I believe it was late in the season that he tore that Achilles.
And if you remember, Richard also said that he knew that it was going to break. He knew that it was going to snap on him.
Right.
He said he felt it happening.
Yeah.
And that it was on its way. So it just goes to show you how fleeting the NFL really truly can be.
I mean, that should have been a team that won two Super Bowls, too.
Yeah, well, I understand that. So they made a play, and Malcolm Butler made a play to keep him from winning the second one.
But that's going to drive me. Now that they're breaking down, they're going to be thinking about that.
Well,
I mean, those guys will be thinking about that again. This whole team is breaking down.
All I know is that for Pete Carroll, the coach that he is, the opposite of what Bill Belichick is. He's a guy, you know, that is, you know, be who you want to be. He's flowery and all that other crap. And ultimately, sometimes it starts getting away from you. And I think that they've recognized that, you know, these guys are breaking down. There's a lot of stuff going on around them off the field that they just don't want to be a part of anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's due in large part to the way Pete coaches and his own personality. And it's, you know, it's finally come to an end.
Yeah, and that defense for sure. But let's not forget how many problems and warts they have in that offense. They got one of the worst offensive lines in football. They haven't been able to figure out that running game since Marshawn Lynch left. And basically, it's Doug Baldwin and a bunch of vagabonds that they have there at that wide receiver position. I don't think Jimmy Graham's coming back. So you want to talk about issues that they have. Now they're sending guys off left and right in that defense. I mean, that offense was Russell Wilson and Russell Wilson alone last year for a majority of the season. So that's a team that if they're not going to be able to keep teams or keep that team in games with their defense, they could fall off really quick. I mean, this could be a really, really rough stretch for them because both sides of the ball are extremely suspect right now.
Well, all I can tell you is that, you know, for all these players and all this what's the word I'm looking for? I guess I would say the opportunity to speak out on whatever the hell you want to speak out with, it only goes for so long.
Yeah.
And then finally teams are going to get tired of it, and you're going to have to go find another job or go do something else. And I just think that
Earl Thomas wasn't one of those guys.
What I think is that this is a very proud group of men that accomplished a lot of great things out there in Seattle. And now all of a sudden you're seeing guys get hurt. You're seeing a lot of other things go on around that team. And finally the team's had enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think that also when you get to a certain age, you're making a decent amount of money. You're gonna be have a target on your back no matter what. And what puts you over the top is if you're talking too much. And also Richard Sherman too. There was infighting with like that offense. He was always talking about
the play calling,
that other stuff.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that to me, you know, as far as like the off the field and talking about the NFL and Roger Goodell and all the things that he would say. To me, the worst out of all of it is when he would criticize his own offensive coordinator and head coach. Yeah, that, to me, was the worst. The fact that this is a guy who would go and just blast the play calling or stand on the sideline next to Pete Carroll and complain during the game about what they were doing on offense.
Enough already.
Yeah.
That's exactly that. You know, it's run its course, and they're doing something about it. So, good for the Giants this morning. They add a legitimate inside linebacker, a guy, regardless of what they say over there at Pro Football Focus, a guy that actually does make tackles.
Yeah, they added one of the 830th best players in the NFL.
And he'll bring intensity. You watch. He will definitely bring intensity to this defense.
Yeah, and I don't know how much I go back and forth about how much I trust those evaluations because, you know, the Rams wouldn't have given him the money. You got to trust Dave Gettleman. This guy built an NFC championship team in Carolina. So I trust all those things, you know, but I can't ignore the fact that it was that far. I mean, if he was in the middle of the pack, fine. But I mean, 830 of that 856 caught my eye. All right.
You know, we were talking about real quickly. We were talking about the other day. There are still numerous reports out there that Odell Beckham Jr. is looking for a contract north of $20 million per.
Yeah.
So just remember that when you're talking about what's going on with the Giants, how much salary they can add, whether or not they're going to have to shed players, much like the Rams are doing, in order to pay Aaron Donald. So Aaron Donald is going to get a huge contract, and I would imagine that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to keep a very close eye on that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.